Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We love to talk college football with Pete Futek, College Football News, who joins us, as all our guests do, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, how you doing this afternoon?
So let me throw you right back into the yuck. Has there been any sort of pro Myles Garrett take on any of this, like with you guys?
What do you mean?
Has there been, like, Myles Garrett is getting hosed or anything like this? Is there, like, an opposite view on any of this?
Well, every Browns fan thinks he's getting hosed.
Yeah, every Browns fan thinks he should have gotten maybe a game or two. Or
I think that they should have took off the indefinite part and just suspend him for six games. I find it odd that there's uncertainty going into next year, but I think the suspension should be the rest of the season for sure.
All right. Well, just curious.
What do you think?
Interesting.
What do you think, Pete?
What do you think, Pete?
Yeah, it's first of all, now that we know that nobody really got hurt, and after the fact, and obviously the narrative changes, it was totally awesome and fun to watch at the time. But, yeah, you got to suspend them for at least the end of the season. I mean, you can't do that. You got to send that message that just is absolutely unacceptable. And because there's just no upside to anything less than that. So, yeah, suspend them for the season. Just send a message that that's not just for him, but for everybody else. You just can't do that again. So that's obviously that crosses a line or code in the NFL world that you accept the risk when you go on that field for certain things, but just not that.
Well, Pete, speaking of sending messages, Ohio State has a golden opportunity coming up this Saturday at noon to send a message, and that is, okay, hey, we know the schedule maybe hasn't been great, beating all 10 of its opponents by at least 24 points. This is a very good Penn State team, obviously, very good Penn State team. But do you think this is one of those games where Ohio State at home really puts an exclamation point, and I know they got Michigan afterwards, but puts an exclamation point on it and says, hey, we can beat anybody on our schedule, and this is no fluke in terms of lesser competition, what they've been doing?
Oh, yeah. Their competition hasn't been that bad. I mean, if you look across the landscape, I mean, compared to who? Clemson? Clemson hasn't played a team that's going to be ranked by the end of the year. You know, really, if you kind of look at even like Alabama, they obviously Alabama is great, but it lost it, to the number one team. But it hasn't exactly beaten a whole bunch of killers. And Oklahoma, certainly, Baylor's fine, but Baylor hasn't beaten anybody. And it hasn't played a bunch of killers either. And you know what? It's not, if you're going to play a schedule that's not amazing, like if you're not, doing what Georgia's done and beating, Florida and Notre Dame and Auburn and doing what it's been able to do, then just go out there and just obliterate that team. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, if you're not, the schedule might not be, the absolute be-all, end-all, but they're annihilating everyone. And find the flaw, and I went on an Alabama station in Tuscaloosa earlier today, and then they want to yell at me for saying that Ohio State's the best team in the country. And, like, right now, where's the – give me the flaw on this team. The offensive line is – there's nothing. The offensive line is killing everyone. The defense is number one in the country. Everything is working right now, and I think they blow out Penn State. Penn State's okay, but that's a team that's kind of gotten by a little bit too much because it had a good first half against Michigan. And everyone,
Penn State barely
game.
Beat Indiana last week, and Ohio State obliterated Indiana, for what it's worth. I'm with you.
Team. It's a very good Penn State team, and it's got the athleticism to hang. I think Ohio State, I actually think the scary game is going to be next week. I think Michigan's absolutely humming, and that game's kind of not, I know it matters, of course, but it's not really going to matter to Ohio State. But, of course, they're going to get up for it. I think that's the scary game. This week, I think this weekend there's no problem.
Well, okay, let's talk about Michigan because you're right. They are humming right now. That offense, Shea Patterson, I guess certainly the folks in Ann Arbor have been waiting for it. But it's seemingly here. They've got Indiana, which I don't – they should win – But that one could be, maybe they're looking ahead a bit. What is it, though, at the center of what's making Michigan go right about now?
The offensive line has kicked it in. And it almost was like at halftime of that Penn State game. Because before that halftime, for the previous, like, five games or so, it kind of seemed like, you know what, it looked like they were going to turn the ball over on every play. Every play just looked shaky. And then it was like, okay, enough. Let's go out there. And the offensive line came out and just started blasting away. The other part of this puzzle is their run defense has been a killer. It got everyone watched them get annihilated by Wisconsin. And that's kind of, you know, had the lasting image. That's really a blip. They haven't given up a thing against anybody else. So this team is just, they're playing well, they're playing loose. The pressure's actually kind of off. Look, you know, I know the whole Jim Harbaugh can't win a big game thing is always going to hang out there until he beats Ohio State someday. But they blew out Notre Dame. You know, they got the big win over Michigan State, which is obviously that humongous performance you need to have if you're a Michigan head coach. So now they're not going to win the Big Ten. They're, you know, they have a shot to potentially go to a pretty nice bowl game. So the pressure's kind of off, and they're playing a little bit like it.
Let me ask you about Oregon. You know, they've got a game this weekend. They'll beat Arizona State, but, you know, they'll have a chance.
Before you go on there, okay. Traditionally, this is one of those times when they don't show up. Because Oregon has had problems with teams in Arizona, be it the Wildcats or Sun Devils in the past. So this is that one moment where on the road, traditionally, I know New Year, different players, it shouldn't matter. But traditionally, this tends to be that problem game.
Arizona State's a mess right
they've
now.
They've lost four in a row, five in a row?
Oh, hot mess. But Pac-12
yeah, they're a
Pac-12
mess.
On you once in a while. So it's a weird conference in that way. I'm sorry. Go on.
All right. So anyway, my question was going to be if Oregon has one loss and is a conference champion, and let's say Oklahoma, you know, beats Baylor again and they're conference champion, and let's say that Georgia beats LSU.
Uh-oh.
What are we doing?
If Georgia –
right, you're going to leave out conference 12-1 conference champion over, you know, putting in a non-conference.
LSU. In your scenario, you're assuming Ohio State wins out. You're assuming Clemson wins out.
Correct. So, you have two undefeated teams.
Yeah, no question on that. And no question that Georgia gets in as the SEC champion that just beat the number one team in the country and has the resume. And to your point, that's not crazy. Because Georgia is – we're kind of underselling them. I mean, they're one loss. Game when a bunch of things went weird. It was the only game this year that Jake Fromm threw a pick, and they're just not sexy. I mean, they're not throwing the ball over the yard, but their lines are playing as well as any in the country. Their defense is amazing, so it's not a far-fetched thing. And then LSU, if that's their one loss, as long as it's not a complete blowout, they're in and Oregon's out. Oklahoma's definitely out. So that's it. The bigger question mark is going to be, what happens if everything goes chalk? Let's say LSU wins in a blowout, or just wins the SEC championship. Let's say Ohio State gets through fine, Clemson gets through fine. And let's say Alabama annihilates Auburn. Let's just say by 20 points or more. And Oregon wins the Pac-12 title at 12-1. Those people in the committee room are going to have to sit there and say, well, Alabama's one loss was to the number one team in the country, and they beat Auburn badly. Oregon lost to Auburn. Now you're messing with some college football playoff precedent here, but I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so those that look at Alabama and the committee's looking at Alabama now because we know that Tua's out for the rest of the season. I've heard Alabama folks say, "Well, you can't necessarily throw us out of it just because Tua's done. Look at Ohio State in 2014. Fair, but Cardale Jones had certainly proven himself. And big time in that Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin.
Yeah,
is that what it's going
to
take?
Yeah, there's reasons there why that worked out.
Yeah.
So,
is that what they're going to have to see pretty much from Mac Jones as well?
A little bit.
To
your point, yeah, absolutely it matters. I mean, that's part of the equation is that if Mac Jones is bad and you don't have the main guy there, absolutely that can be a factor in how they determine what they're going to do with this. If they're bad, if they squeak by Auburn, sure. You're right. The reference to Cardale Jones doesn't really match, mainly because, again, at the time, that was a conference champion, and technically TCU was not the one true champion, and the Big 12 didn't have a championship game. So there was something there to that. And again, 59-0. See, that's kind of where the bar is set for Alabama. If you go out there, Alabama, and you just obliterate Auburn on the road, then you're in. Then they'll find a way to make it happen, because that's what Ohio State had to do to kind of ruin all the naysayers and say, yeah, we had that loss to Virginia Tech, but come on, we're one of the four best teams, and obviously it bore out that way.
Pete Futek, College Football News, our guest. Pete, is there anything that Joe Burrow could do to not win the Heisman?
Watch out for – yeah, remember last year at this time it was the Tua Tagovailoa Invitational, and then he gets hurt late, has sunk it up in the SEC Championship game against Georgia because he was hurt, and the door was open for Kyler Murray. Watch out, because Jalen Hurts is putting up ridiculous numbers. And he's not going to throw it for as many yards as Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray did over the last 2 years, but his passer rating is higher than theirs are in the 2 years. He's going to run for over 1,000 yards, and he's got a couple of high-profile games left. He already, to clean this up for the Kirk Herbstreit on the Chris Fowler Instagram, Jalen Hurts played like the baddest mother in the country in that game on national TV, and now he gets to do it again. This week it's TCU against Fox on national TV with people watching. He's going to have the Big 12 championship game. He could get in there, and I'm going to keep stumping for watch out in kind of a Justin Fields goes off, and in pure MVP caliber sort of way, he's been forgotten about, but you go better than anybody else. He's been brilliant, and now everyone's going to see what he does against Penn State. So if he goes off against Penn State, if he goes off against Michigan, and Ohio State's all of a sudden looking like this dear God, be-all, end-all, why isn't this team number one? And then he rocks in the Big Ten championship game. It's still kind of Burrow's to lose, but there's going to be an argument to make. And point from before, let's say Georgia's defense shuts down Burrow, which it could absolutely do. I think the door is still kind of open a little bit for Hurts or Fields to come up big.
Pete, we'll get you out of here with this. Again, Pete Futek, College Football News. We've mentioned Auburn a few times as far as maybe a fly in the ointment for some of these teams, but I want to focus on Melzon right now. Look, you don't fire a guy if you don't have a better candidate. But I think right now in Auburn, at Auburn, you're going, okay, well, it's the same story, every week. We have this great D, but we don't have enough offense. And, I mean, he's being rumored. They're talking about him in Arkansas. How serious does Auburn look at possibly moving on from Gus Malzahn?
I don't think they do. I mean, first of all, it's kind of the problem where the Harbaugh problem where, all right, well, so he's not winning these big, massive games. He's winning everything else. So if you look at Harbaugh, for example, okay, he can't beat Ohio State, but he's not losing to Illinois. Like every Harbaugh loss, for example, has been against a 10-win team or against one Iowa team 1 year. Same thing for Malzahn this year. Look at who they lost to, LSU. They got to still play Alabama. They lose to Florida. They're losing to Georgia. They beat Oregon. So their losses have been to the elite of the elite teams, and then they still have to deal with the Crimson Tide. So I don't think he's there yet. He was there 2 years ago. He got the team to the SEC championship game, and there's a lot of hope for the near future, and it's a tough gig. You still got that Alabama wall to run into every year. You still got an LSU team that's nasty every year. Just like living in the Big Ten East where, okay, you can be good and be James Franklin at Penn State or be Harbaugh or even D'Antonio on the right year, but Ohio State's not going anywhere. So I don't necessarily think he's gone. And why do you want to go to Arkansas if you're going to go anywhere? You think it's hard trying to win anything in the SEC West at Auburn? Try it at Fayetteville.
No, you're right. I guess I was just looking at it more because I just think Auburn here quickly. You're right. They're losing to some great teams, but they're losing kind of the same way with these teams. Like, there's not enough offense. And you look at LSU, and finally you had to move on because we needed to get some kind of offense and a quarterback going. Is it getting stale right now in Auburn, I guess?
Yeah, to your point. Well, the hope is that a Bo Nix of the true freshman turns it on over the next few years. But to your point, remember, when Malzahn came on the scene, that's when they ripped through the world with that offense that, oh, my God, how do you stop this thing? And they came within a late Jameis Winston touchdown pass away from winning a national title, and you thought, who's going to stop this offense going forward? Because, they were able to do it with Marshall and Mason and all those guys who were
you know, running for yards and chunks and chunks and chunks. And you're right, the offense just isn't quite working like it's supposed to, but they're still pretty good. And to your other point, if Malzahn's not doing it, who's the, give me the guy. Who's going to take over
yeah.
the Auburn
no,
job
and that's,
all of a sudden
right.
beat Auburn?
Exactly.
Beat Alabama.
Yep. No, you're exactly right, and that's why I said you don't necessarily have the better candidate. Pete, appreciate the time as always.
Good Auburn breakdown.
And thank you. Pete Fitek.
Good stuff, Pete. Thank you.
With College Football News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.